You're listening to the all-new B&I Podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the B&I Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for B&I. And with me today, I have a very special guest, the I in the B&I Podcast, my partner in crime, Isabel Suba. Isabel, how are you doing today?
Good.
So we thought we'd come on the podcast today and talk a little bit about one of our core values of building relationships. And Isabel, what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
And is this, are you almost done with kindergarten this year?
Yes.
How many days how many days have you been in kindergarten so far?
Past 100.
And what did you do for your 100th anniversary or your 100th day of kindergarten?
Well, we played 100 games and we counted to 100 a million times.
Wow, that is a lot.
And we counted by tens to 100 and fives and numbers like that. And we had ice cream for snack and we put our own toppings on it.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. But what we want to talk about today is building relationships. So how has it been going to a new school, making new friends, meeting new people? How has that been for your first year of kindergarten?
Good, actually. I've been making lots of friends like Emmy, Camden, and Ike. Mm-hmm. And I only have three so far, but I'm sure I can have more.
Well, I would say you have more than three friends.
I'm talking friends in my class.
Got it. Excellent. And what do you do like on the playground with your friends?
We play tag a lot and we play house.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. And what do you do in class? Obviously, when you're not supposed to be listening to the teacher and everything, what do you do with your friends in class?
Well, we centers, but we can't talk during centers. Okay. Sometimes we have centers and we're so good and we get 10 suckers. After that, if we be good tomorrow and then the next day's Tuesday, we get to have centers and we get to have our Polly Pockets and games out and things like that, and we get to talk.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So my last question, what has been the most exciting part about meeting new people and making new friends?
I haven't fighted yet on any friends I would make. None.
So you would say not fighting really builds relationships, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's excellent. Well, I know I've gotten to meet some of your friends that you're talking about, and I would agree. I think you guys get along really well. Do you think you will be friends even once you go to first grade, even if you're not in the same class?
Yes, I'll still be friends with them.
Excellent. And will you like...
I don't think with Ike and other people because... Once you get to order grades, you get to be naughtier and you get ahead of yourself and you don't do your things that you have to do. Like you don't go to school right, you can't think right because you're doing bad things and you can't control your body.
Well, we can't predict how they're going to be going forward because I know sometimes they have challenges paying attention in class. Yeah. But I would definitely agree that if it's a negative environment, if they're not a good influence for you, it's probably better to go maybe find some different friends that are a good influence and will help you grow, right?
Yeah. Like that.
Well, do you think that it's the same with B&I? Should people make good relationships? And if they're not making good relationships, they should focus on other people to have relationships with?
Yes.
You know what? I totally agree.
Because then they watch how they're supposed to be. But if they don't follow that, they should watch more. They should watch more of it so they can learn that they are supposed to be listening, looking, and hearing and seeing what they have to see. Like, if you're in school and your teacher is teaching you something very important, like counting by fives or twos or ones, which is very easy because all you do is one, two, three and count normal.
Right.
Yeah, and ones and everything. And also, you should really listen what you're seeing because maybe that scene is what you really want to see and really want to learn to be better at doing some things that you really want to do. Like if your friend can skateboard and you can't and you really want to, you should watch your friend do it so you can learn.
So watching others and learn by their example when they're doing something very well.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying.
I think that even applies to life. We should always try to do the same when people are doing well and try to do our best.
And I have something else to say. And if like you don't have a skateboard and you really want a skateboard and you want to practice with your, and you ask your friend, can I use your skateboard? And they should say yes, because that is very good acting and very good be nice.
All right. So, Isabel, is there something we need to tell our listeners?
Yes.
April Fools!